streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com. Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
This is the Best of the Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go on a Friday, one of my favorite shows of the year, the day after the first round of the NFL draft, and my guys Doc Rivers and Chris Paul are going to the next round. I'm in a great mood. Live in Los Angeles, it's The Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and FS1. What a night. Sitting there, pepperoni pizza, total clarity, Diet Cokes and coffee, ready to roll. Joy Taylor, how are you?
I'm great. It was a fun night. It was an interesting draft. I thought there were some really good choices. And, of course, my Steelers have a new quarterback.
Could be a starting quarterback.
Could be.
So much fun. I really do. We've had a really good March and April. I had so much fun last night. So here's my takeaway, I guess, big picture. There were 6 wide receivers taken in the top 20 picks. That's an NFL draft record. Receivers going everywhere. There were 9 trades in the first round. Crazy town. NFL draft record. Packers, meh, didn't do anything. Took 2 defensive guys. Now they have 2 picks today. Not great picks, like in the 50s, you know, kind of like yesterday, a couple of later ones. But it's interesting to watch the NFC. Lions in both free agency and the draft. Boy, they have upgraded their offensive pieces. Wide receivers. Saints were aggressive yesterday. Get a wide receiver. Eagles traded for A.J. Brown. Arizona. Holy moly. Have you seen their receiver room now? Oh, my God. They went and got Hollywood Brown. All those NFC teams. Arizona this morning. Watch out, man. That's fun. All NFC teams, all went for speed, all took big risks, and Green Bay did not. Now, I will say this. Jimmy Johnson, as good a football coach as we've had, you know, maybe ever, and a great personnel coach. Unlike Belichick, he could draft. I asked him a couple days ago on the show, ever struggle in the draft? He goes, yeah, one time when I had an older Dan Marino and I started reaching to find pieces to help him. Green Bay's like, Aaron, you're 38. You've talked 50-50 retirement. We're not going to reach to appease you. And I should say this, and we should all acknowledge this. Outside of the Jordan Love pick, they draft pretty well. Green Bay drafts pretty well. They develop pretty well. I didn't love A.J. Dillon as a second-round running back. It's a good pick. A good player. They draft and develop. And so I look around this morning. I mean, New England can't draft in the first round to save their life. They took an offensive guard. I made two calls to two executives. You know what they said? They said, we have him as a third-round grade, both of them. Super Bowl winning GM and another great playoff GM. So listen, if you're Aaron Rodgers, and he didn't complain about it, and the Packers just historically, they don't go for running backs, they don't go for tight ends, they don't go for wide receivers in the first round, but it's one of those things when you're a great quarterback. You want everything, but no quarterback gets anything. Joe Montana, I got the world. Yeah, but he had Steve Young breathing down his neck. Brett Favre in Green Bay, it's my world. He had Aaron Rodgers breathing down his neck. Tom Brady had the rigidity of Bill Belichick. Russell Wilson's got everything. Ciara, he had a 70-year-old defensive coach. Patrick Mahomes, he's got everything. Well, I don't know. You seen that division? Just lost Tyreek Hill. Josh Allen, Colin. Josh Allen has everything. Really? You ever seen the weather in Buffalo in November, December, and January? He'll be playing in blizzards. He'd probably love to play to Arizona. Love to play in a dome. No quarterback, even the all-time greats. Joe Montana had Steve Young breathing down his neck. Tom Brady was complaining constantly. They didn't take his opinion in the game plans. Russell Wilson's coach was the wrong side of the ball. It does feel like Matt Stafford, for this little tiny moment, has got everything. Something will go sideways here. Maybe the offensive line, they'll draft poorly and he'll be running for his life. Aaron Rodgers has a pretty darn good life. He's always had very good offensive lines. He's had back-to-back offensive coaches. Green Bay's not a major media market. He mostly gets favorable coverage when he goes to work every day. They always tend to draft well at wide receiver, and I suspect today they'll go out and find some. It's not a perfect world. Quarterbacks in America are the most powerful people in the world in sports outside of an occasional international soccer star and an NBA star. Giannis probably now pretty powerful. But Aaron's in that class of five or six guys who are going to get their way most of the time. But even for Montana, even for Brady, there's always something you got to deal with. In Green Bay, they're not going to do what Jimmy Johnson did with Dan Marino. They're not going to reach to appease a 38-year-old quarterback. When Aaron said I'm 50-50 on retirement, joy is my witness, I said, don't say that publicly. I could be 50-50 retirement. You don't say it publicly. My bosses are like, well, it's time to find a replacement. I thought that was a huge mistake. And I think Mark Murphy pointed out in the last month, the president of the Packers, we do not have a 3-year deal with Aaron. We have 3 1-year deals. We're not going to reach. It's not who we are. It's not our blueprint. And by the way, we keep winning our division and getting to the playoffs. There are worse things in the NFL. All right, it's my big picture on the Packers. So I want to talk about something. We all kind of knew. I thought I had so much fun watching the draft. Isn't it funny that we didn't have much of a buildup for the draft? But the draft itself with all the trades was so much fun to watch. So a lot of time you have 4 or 5-star quarterbacks and nobody makes any trades. This thing is you didn't have a lot of star players. So Kenny Pickett went to the Pittsburgh Steelers, and that was great. That was a really touching moment. Drops. And, I mean, Joe Burrow is the exception. The ability to go to a bad franchise and carry it. We all get that's the exception. For Kenny Pickett, this is perfect. Stability, a football coach, Mike Tomlin, that's never had a losing record, good receivers, found their back, have a tight end, great defense. This is perfect. And Kenny Pickett's not viewed as Joe Burrow. He is viewed more like Mac Jones. Come in, surround him with stability. He can manage. He is much more trailer than tractor. He's not going to pull you somewhere. He's got to be kind of pulled. He's 24, so he can play now. He's a 4-year starter, so he can play right now. Mitch Trubisky, we thought he was a bridge quarterback, may very well be a backup quarterback. That's what it feels like to me. They got Kenny Pickett to start. And I will say this, of the 5 or 6 other quarterbacks that will be taken over the next day or weekend, I highly doubt any of them get this situation. A coach that's never had a losing record? I mean, what's the Steelers' weakness? Yeah, their offensive line could be better. They addressed it last year. They'll address it this weekend. The other thing is, when I watch the draft, is when you don't have a lot of superstars in the draft, and I don't think it has one. What really becomes important, I mean, Chase Young was going to work anywhere. Right? We kind of knew that. It's Patrick Mahomes, eventually we found out, well, that would work anywhere. Kansas City helps. Joe Burrow, was going to work anywhere. Andrew Luck was going to work anywhere. But if you don't have that in this draft, what really becomes important is fit. And there were four or five players I thought really, very fortunately, found the perfect spot. Aiden Hutchinson, Michigan. Doesn't go number one. Not the pressure of the number one. He goes number two to his local team. By the way, number two picks. Von Miller's a two. One of the Boses a two. Two's a good spot. Not a lot of pressure. Now he goes to Detroit. It's not a dominating culture. He's not the number one pick. He's a local kid. They're going to be rooting for him. Fan favorite. And I kind of like their momentum. The other kid is Jordan Davis, the kid from Georgia that goes to Philadelphia. I thought that was a great landing spot. First of all, he gets to play next to Fletcher Cox, who is just a great guy and a great player. Philadelphia also has a history of drafting defensive linemen, doing very, very well at that position. They may miss on receivers. They are good on defensive linemen. So, again, not a lot of pressure, not a top 10 pick. He comes in, plays next to kind of a all-time, you know, interior line guy. He's going to learn from him. They're not going to demand day one that he's dominant. Great place to land. I thought Baltimore had two kids, Kyle Hamilton, the safety, Tyler Linderbaum, the center. Both come in. Again, I thought they were great value picks. They'll both be starters. It's a position of need. You have a great owner, organizational stability. They won't have to star. They'll be given a year to kind of figure things out, bail a little water. They may get overwhelmed initially. It's perfect. And then there's Kenny Pickett. They've got the receivers in Pittsburgh. They got a great young tight end, an excellent young running back, a front seven. He doesn't have to carry the franchise. He doesn't have to be in shootouts. Pittsburgh's defense is elite, and Tomlin's an elite defensive coach. What they need is somebody to come in who's got a better arm than the guys they have right now, can move a little bit, who's got a lot of college starts, and will be comfortable day one. It's exactly what Kenny Pickett is. When you have a draft that doesn't have a lot of star power, landing spot becomes crucial to success. And I thought between Aiden Hutchinson, Jordan Davis, Kyle Hamilton, Kenny Pickett, and Tyler Linderbaum, great fits. I would be shocked if those guys didn't do really, really well. And who knows? Maybe some of them do become stars. A lot of people think Jordan Davis. I have two executives who I trust both thought Philadelphia got a home run. They're like, that may be the best mid-round pick of the draft. So congratulations to a very emotional Kenny Pickett. And if I have to hear about his hands anymore, can we get past the hands thing, folks? I'm just overhearing about Kenny Pickett's hands.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, it's The Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is.
In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service projects start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. Renters, you can use Angie too for moving, installations, or cleaning. Angie can even help with extremely specific projects. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will find the right solution for you. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Or download the app today.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Leesa.com/iHeart. That's Leesa.com/iHeart.
So there was a little moment last night, and, you know, Twitter's not real life. A lot of bots out there. If you walk up and down the street, there are no bots. Well, maybe. But Twitter's got a lot of bots, a lot of fake accounts. People say things on Twitter they would never say to your face. We all know that. So I don't overreact to Twitter. And last night, Lamar Jackson got a little worked up. A WTF on Twitter. People freaked out because the Baltimore Ravens traded Hollywood Brown, a wide receiver. He wanted to be traded. And he's an erratic player who didn't play well at the end of the year and wanted to be traded. First of all, the Ravens may have had the best first round of anybody. They got the best safety and the best center at like mid-draft and late draft. By the way, they got Lamar end of the first round, so they're pretty good at the draft thing. The Ravens have built up a ton of equity with me over the years. They're always well-owned, always smartly run. They're really, honestly, it's amazing the Steelers and the Ravens are right next to each other. They are brilliantly run organizations. They built up a lot of equity to me. And Lamar Jackson's not a general manager. He's a young quarterback. So they wanted to sign him. And he's got I think his mom is his agent. He doesn't want to sign a contract. And they're like, okay, we're going to protect ourselves here. And we think this is best for the team. And again, your resume in life is going to dictate how I view you. If you've been a good person, a stable person, a smart person, all right, well, I'm a guess. Yeah, you're making moves best for the franchise. I saw a story the other day on Bitcoin where like 90% of the people who invest in Bitcoin, like our renters, are megalomaniacs. Yeah, it's brand new. I don't trust your judgment. I'll go with a guy that's been in the real estate business in Wall Street for 40 years and made a great living. I'm sorry. I trust the Ravens here. Hollywood Brown's an erratic wide receiver that didn't have a great end of the season. He wasn't happy and he wanted to get traded, and so they moved him. This is the reality. By the way, the Ravens hit a home run in the first round. They have 9 more picks, and it's a deep wide receiver draft. I say this all the time. If you're a good person and make a mistake on social media, I take a deep breath and go, all right, I believe they're a good person. What we have now in society is people are jerks, do one nice thing and we think they're nice, or they're wonderful people and make a mistake and they're... The Ravens know what they're doing. They always know what they're doing. They always draft well. They always acquire well. Last year, they were the most beat-up team in the National Football League. It was crazy. I don't know what the number was. It was like 35 guys were on IR, and they were still viable because they draft well. They were still, you know, marginally viable in a really good division that had a team make the Super Bowl. So in this instance, I don't think it's a big story. Lamar's a kid, won't sign a contract. Sometimes businesses have a right to go, we're good here, and we're gonna do what we think is best for the team. I think what they really realize is they're going to get back to their roots here and got a good center, going to pound the football a little bit, like to play with a lead, control the clock. That's when I think it's best for Lamar Jackson. But by the way, the division now has Deshaun Watson and Joe Burrow. And Lamar doesn't want to sign a long-term contract. I could see Baltimore saying, if we don't get this quarterback thing, well, are we going to be a third, fourth-place team? I mean, what if Kenny Pickett works? What if the Steelers hit a home run? So I'm on the Raven side on this one.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
News. So I got to talk about the Cowboys. You know, when you have one of these big brands, you know, Ohio State football, Cowboys, Lakers, Yankees, people often say, you guys talk about them even when they're not good. You're right. There's a reason. The Cowboys are usually the highest rated telecast on every single network. NFL Network, Fox, they're on Monday Night Football. You're right, we do. The downside to being the big brand is when you're struggling, we also talk about you more than we would talk about the Jaguars struggling or the Detroit Lions struggling or the Bengals struggling. So when the Lakers fall apart and have like a 7-8 year stretch where they're a mess, we bang on them a lot, even though they're not, you know, a top team. And Dallas had a really poor offseason. Not good. The Lakers have addressed their frustrations by leaking stuff to the media and getting really defensive about an HBO movie about their team. Weird. And Dallas got suddenly very defensive, Jerry Jones, with a smile on his face. The billionaire from Texas got very defensive last night when asked about drafting a guard, Tyler Smith, who people had concerns over.
Let me put it like this. We have both of them. This was printed 3 days ago, below him. Both of those players are below him. Can you see that?
Don't show him that.
I'm not going to show him that. There's not any.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. Okay. I'm dead serious. No, we really did have them rated below him. No, we really did. Both of them.
I probably wouldn't have shown everybody my draft board. Little odd. Like the Lakers getting worked up over an HBO show. Little odd. Jerry also loved Jalen Smith's contract. The linebacker, he's no longer on a team. He loved Zeke's contract. He's a current albatross. He loved Dak's contract, which, by the way, is a $49 million cap hit next year. He likes a lot of things. He also defended keeping Mike McCarthy, although that draw that ran out the clock was really, really bad. Listen, Dallas lost Amari Cooper. 1,000-yard receiver. There is absolute data to suggest Dak's not as good without Amari. And for letting go of him, they got a fifth-round pick. They got fleeced. Look what Kansas City got for their receiver. So the Lakers and the Cowboys, they got too many friends and family. It's like high school wrestling matches. The only people that go are girlfriends and family. You ever seen that? That's what the Cowboys and the Lakers have. Too much friends and family. Running, not enough outside perspective. And the Cowboys are all run by the Jones family. I don't have a problem with them having the final say. I'd like other voices in the room, more eyes and ears from somebody else. Lakers, same thing. Friends and family of the organization. And both are getting very, very defensive. Listen, this is not deniable what I'm about to say. A lot of production left the Cowboys this offseason. Amari Cooper is 1,000 yards, one of the best route runners in the league. Randy Gregory is inconsistent, but when he's on, he is a handful to block. Cedric Wilson's one of the more interesting number three wide receivers in the NFL. They're starting right tackle Lyle Collins and Connor Williams, who's not great, okay, but he played a lot in the offensive line. And in return, after losing all that production, they got a guard from Tulsa, who may be great, but I watched all the draft stuff last night, and he is considered to be a little bit of a project. You know, they always say if you want to lose weight, you got to more calories. The calories have to come down, and then the exercise has to go up, right? It's the same with saving money. You spend less and you make more, right? Same in the NFL. You lose a ton of production, and you don't bring any in. It's a problem. It's not terribly complicated. Is that Randy Gregory, Amari Cooper, Cedric Wilson, Lyle Collins, and this is an organization where you fans don't love the coach. You don't. We know close games, Mike McCarthy, it is nail-biting time. We don't feel that way in the NFC with Matt LaFleur or Sean McVay or Kyle Shanahan. We feel that way with Mike McCarthy. So these big brands, they do get talked about a lot when they're not relevant. I get it. Your complaints are heard and understood, but we also, this is who they are. But and they also get these big franchises when they're struggling. They get whacked a little bit more and talked about. Lakers, Cowboys both feel to me like deep down they know. Hadn't been a good last 12 months. They both know it. Just getting a little odd in defending it. New York teams had a good night, or did they? Chris Paul was amazing. I love Chris Paul. I really do. I really love Chris Paul. You know, people, there are certain things. It doesn't take long to figure most entertainment things out. You can tell 15 minutes in if a movie's good or not. I mean, honestly, my wife and I will sit and watch a Netflix show. We're like 4 minutes in, and we're like, the writing's bad and the acting's bad. Like, we give stuff about 4 to 5 minutes, and we're... You watch American Idol or The Voice, you can tell in 45 seconds. Somebody's a hack, somebody's good, somebody's okay, somebody's great. It's the same in sports. You watched Alabama play Cincinnati in the playoff, you knew in two series, yeah, Cincinnati's not going to move the ball much. It's the same in the NBA. I always say, oh, I watch all the games, Colin. If you have to watch all the games to figure out how great Chris Paul is, you're a dummy. You don't know basketball. It doesn't take much. So, you know, it's funny. There are people, maybe 2 years ago, 90% of guys would have told you Westbrook over Chris Paul. You don't know basketball. You literally don't know the sport. I don't care if you watch every game. You're the guy that sat and watched American Idol and thought the lousy singer was going to win. It's not that complicated. Chris Paul. Can I throw something up with Chris Paul that cracks me up? So I always hear this. Chris Paul shrinks in the playoffs. I went and looked this up this morning. Here's Chris Paul in his last three series clinching wins. 14 for 14 last night, 33 points. 41 in the conference finals with the Clippers. And 2021 conference semis, 37 points against the Nuggets, 14 for 19. His last three series clinching wins, 37 a game, 77 field goal percentage. Yeah, he shrinks. And you guys all thought Westbrook was better. Because you know the triple-double thing. You got to be kidding me. If you have to sit and watch Chris Paul, and you're like, oh, no. No, no, you don't know. I mean, I watch Chris Paul, I don't get it. Stop right there, drop the mic. You don't get it. Like, this guy is so good. He knows when to turn it on. He knows when the games are big. Dude's like, he's going to be 37 in like a week. I mean, yes, he sometimes gets injured, but God, is he good. Can you imagine going 14 for 14 in an NBA playoff game? That is Jordan shot 55%. I mean, that is unbelievable. He is my favorite point guard, top three or four ever. And the entire time I've heard how he shrinks. You know who shrinks? Blake Griffin when they broke up. That's who shrinks. That's who vanished, not Chris Paul.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express.
Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, it's the Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered every step of the way with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out. As the NBA postseason winds down, it's fantastic. Super easy to get started with DraftKings. If you're a first-timer, really easy. Try betting on something like a team to win. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook's app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple, really. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is.
In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service projects start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. Renters, you can use Angie, too, for moving, installations, or cleaning. Angie can even help with extremely specific projects. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will find the right solution for you. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Or download the app today.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Leesa.com/iHeart. That's Leesa.com/iHeart.
The number one pick in the draft, Trayvon Walker, Georgia, right?
Yes.
So just, I'm just going to throw this out there. So Jacksonville has no history of developing players. Now, they've drafted some great ones, Jalen Ramsey. They have no history of developing players. They've had too much chaos. Green Bay has, Baltimore has, Pittsburgh has, the 49ers have.
New England.
Yeah, Rams have. Jacksonville doesn't have the culture that's trustable to develop a player. So they draft a player that needs to be developed. Oh, by the way, who's going to develop him? Their defensive coordinator, Mike Caldwell. He's never been a coordinator. So he's going to be trying to figure out how the hell to be a coordinator. And you're going to have, if I'm Jacksonville, I just go get the most productive college player. You're asking a franchise that doesn't develop and a defensive coordinator who's never been a defensive coordinator to take a guy who a lot of people thought was, like, during the season, the fourth best defensive player. He's a developing player. Now, if he goes to Pittsburgh and Baltimore and Green Bay, I have a much different feeling about that. But you are what you've done. Jacksonville doesn't develop. That's not what they do. They occasionally draft great guys, They're not always a terrible drafting team, but that was strange. The other team, Joy, that both the Jets and the Giants, I thought had, you know, they got a lot of good players, mostly because they had a lot of picks up at the top of the draft. I mean, Sauce Gardner, the corner the Jets got, I thought was the best corner. Garrett Wilson, the wide receiver, Ohio State, I thought was the best wide receiver. But here's my thing. The Jets and the Giants have weird ownership situations. I don't know if either one of their coaches can coach. I have real doubts about Robert Saleh of the Jets. I don't know if either of their quarterback can play. Daniel Jones, I don't think can, and good luck with the Jets kid, Zach Wilson. So what's it matter? I mean, seriously, the Jets and the Giants have had a bunch of first-round picks I liked. I liked a lot of their first-round picks. What's it matter? This sport is so much about owner and GM. And if that's a mess, then you need a Joe Burrow to save you. These are edge rushers and, you know, receivers, and you didn't draft a star quarterback. So outside of the baseball teams, the sports franchises in New York are mostly awful, and the reason is they have lousy front offices and lousy owners. They have some good players, but, I mean, the Jets and the Giants have not had winning seasons in 6 years. So, and the Jets easily have the fourth best roster in their division. Easily. Miami is upgraded massively on offense. And the Giants, to me, right now, have the fourth best quarterback in their division. Joy, how does that usually work in the NFL?
Badly.
Not great in a bad O-line. Outside of Andrew Thomas, you know, they don't like their offensive line. So, you know, it's like sometimes I don't know. Yes, I thought the Jets had a really good night, but if the quarterback can't play from BYU, none of it matters. They'll just be dudes. They'll just be guys. So, and right now we feel very lucky in Los Angeles because we have mostly Steve Ballmer and Les Snead and the Dodgers ownership group. In Los Angeles, we're very lucky. We have great owners, and we have stupendous front office executive wings. That's why our teams are all good. Yes, we have a bunch of good players, but they have stability. They have good owner. They got a lot of revenue. They have momentum. They have excellent cultures. So, you know, some of this draft stuff is just like, well, if Daniel Jones can't play, you're going to be going drafting a quarterback next year and probably, you know, giving up picks to get him. So you're going to bring the quarterback in and not have all the picks you need. That's why Pittsburgh's so great for Kenny Pickett. They didn't have to give anything up. He's a four-year starter. They got 4 years of tape. He was in the weight room. He was in the building. Like, good organizations, it's funny how often good players fall to them. Isn't it funny with Baltimore? They got the best safety and the best center. Didn't have to move. Two starters. Good programs. I mean, Iowa, Notre Dame put a lot of guys in the NFL.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Philadelphia hammered Toronto. There's a lot of questions this week. Oh, Doc Rivers, he always blows those leads. You would think, because there's so many egos in the media, that they would understand egos, right? Philadelphia is not an easy team to coach. Talk radio and the media, very intense. A lot of expectations, sometimes unrealistic. Doc Rivers inherited James Harden in the middle of the season. First of all, that's hard. When you inherit not just a player, a star, middle of the season. He's a player that's declining and has been hard to coach. Joel Embiid, oh, he just got hurt again. Your best defensive player, Thybul, didn't get vaxxed, so he got an anti-vaxxer, and he can't play in the Canadian games at Canada. You're trying to balance that, and these are all delicate egos, with Tyrese Maxey, who's this emerging star, who's really, really good, and you're thinking to yourself, do I take minutes away from Harden? Do I take shots away from Tobias? And then you've got Tobias Harris, who's really solid, paid like he's great, he's good, and he feels like an odd fit. And Doc Rivers is trying to balance all of this in a very loud, outspoken, intense, urgent sports city in America. This is not an easy team, certainly not a team good enough to sweep anybody. So think about this. How many teams, I mean, there may be a lot. How many teams in the history of the league at the trading deadline get a star and then win the championship? I mean, even LeBron always took like until year two to win championships. He needed Wade Bosch and LeBron were like best friends. They didn't get the chemistry right until 30 games. They didn't win until the second year. See, you got the Harden ego. You got Embiid's ego. You got Maxey's ascending. You're trying to balance that because, like, now he's better, sometimes way better than Harden. And Tobias Harris, I mean, he's a guy who thinks pretty highly of himself. He makes good money, good player. He feels like the odd man out, and you're just trying to balance all this stuff, and they blow out Toronto. And they should, but they're not good enough right now to sweep anybody. Toronto's well coached. They play hard. They're good at home. Here was Doc afterwards.
What I loved about James tonight, I thought he scored those 10 points quickly. And instead of looking for more points, he started becoming a point guard again. And then he went back to scoring. So I thought, you know, I jokingly call him a scoring Magic Johnson. And I thought that's what he did tonight. You know, he assisted and he scored on a lot of buckets for us.
And I do think this is sort of the new James Harden, who's like a gym rat. The guy always plays. Now, he may be out all night, but he always plays. He doesn't give you a ton on the defensive end, but he has become a little bit more of a facilitator than a pure scorer. If he was scoring 32 a night and taking shots away from Embiid and Maxey, would Philadelphia be better this morning? I don't think so. So Doc's trying to balance that thing. This is not – Milwaukee's a piece of cake. Giannis is the giver. Everybody knows it's Giannis's team. Everybody knowing in Boston knows it's Tatum's team. He, Marcus Smart, and Jaylen Brown have played together for years. So have Steph and Clay and Draymond. A lot of these teams are harder to coach. Some are much easier to coach. I think Doc's doing a great job of balancing all this stuff, and we'll see what happens next. Is I make a prediction after free agency. I do like four predictions before the season starts for my teams. And I do it after free agency. And then I do it after free agency and the draft. And then I do it, after camp, after injuries. And so I haven't done it, but yet, post-draft. I'll probably do Monday or Tuesday. I'll do kind of a prediction on the teams that have gotten better. Two teams have really done a good job this offseason to get better, and especially on offense. The Miami Dolphins have gotten a lot better on offense. I don't know if their coach will make it. Philadelphia has done a really good job, and they've gotten a lot better. And I think in both instances, I think Miami looked at it and said, listen, man, Buffalo is great. That's the standard in our division. But also, New England's probably got its weakest roster in the last 20 years. And I think Miami smells a little opportunity here. Listen, Netflix just lost multiple billion dollars on the stock market. They're now letting go of people. Watch all the rivals of Netflix, like Disney, Hulu, go into acquisition stage. They sense weakness. Netflix is not going away. They're going to rebound quickly. They'll lean up. But there's this moment here where Netflix is a little unstable, losing billions in the market, losing employees, a little chaos in the building, disharmony. Watch all the streaming services sense weakness with the industry leader. I think Miami looks at New England and says, okay, this is the weakest their roster's been. This is our moment. And they went big on offense. Philadelphia, I think, is doing the same thing. They got really aggressive last night. I think they look at Dallas. They lost a lot of production. Both Washington and the Giants are kind of unsettled at quarterback. Daniel Jones, Giants aren't picking up his option. A report this week that Carson Wentz is merely a bridge quarterback. And so they go out and they get Hassan Reddick, a tremendous edge outside linebacker, playmaker defensively. Then they go out and get A.J. Brown, big-time playmaker. And then they get Jordan Davis, who's going to play alongside Fletcher Cox and eventually replace him. So I do think like Miami and Philadelphia, you get these little moments and you're like, okay, this is the best team or the best roster, and you can sense it gets wobbly and it's like, let's go for it. This is our moment. Let's go for it. So I really like what Philadelphia did. Hassan Reddick is excellent, smart player, playmaker. I like the A.J. Brown pickup. You got to figure out if Jalen Hurts is the guy. So they went and drafted Devontae Smith last year. He was better than I thought. A.J. Now you got two big-time receivers. All right. They've always been pretty good at tight end. All right. But timing's everything.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Joel Klatt is our lead college football analyst. He lives and breathes college football. Fox Sports now joining us in Vegas. All right. So I don't know how good Malik Willis will be, but I think he's going to go really early at the top of the second round. If I said to you, all right, Klatt, put the, let's put the Karnak hat on and make a big prediction here. Where do you think he goes? Where works for him?
All right. There's three locations early in tonight's second round. Seattle has the 40th and 41st selection. So that's the 8th and 9th pick tonight in the second round. I think that's an interesting spot for him. The Falcons have the 43rd selection. That's the 11th pick in tonight's second round. Or the Lions have the 46th pick, which is the 14th selection tonight. I think one of those spots is where he goes because he fits. Those teams need him. And the Seattle one is interesting to me, Colin, because I wrote this down a long time ago. I said, someone said, like, give me a comp that's best case scenario. If Malik Willis reaches his full potential, what is he? And I said, okay, that's interesting. He's probably a stronger armed Russell Wilson. And there Seattle is with the 8th and 9th pick in tonight's second round, 40 and 41 overall. That's an interesting spot.
Yeah, I thought Baltimore did such a great job. Best safety, best center, never moved up. What did you make of the Jets haul? What did you make of what they did?
I thought they had the best first round of anybody last night. They got my best corner as the second corner taken. They got my best wide receiver as the second wide receiver taken. And they got my third best edge rusher way down in the, I would categorize, in the bottom half of the first round. I mean, that was an amazing night for the New York Jets.
Yeah.
I thought that they won the first round. Everyone talking about the Giants, I actually saw some problems with what the Giants did a little bit because I thought that they left the best tackle on the board in Ekwonu to draft Thibodeau, which would have been there for them at 7 anyways.
Yep, that's exactly what I thought with the Giants. Exactly, yep.
And so, everyone raving about the Giants draft, it was good. I'm not going to say it wasn't good. But the draft has to have some sort of value proposition. It's not just the names that you take, but it's when you take them. And to me, if they would have taken Ike Ekwonu, then Thibodeau's going to be there for them with their second pick in the first round. I think that they would have gotten a better offensive lineman and still Thibodeau. So that's why I didn't have the Giants up there. A lot of people coming after me that I didn't have the Giants in there. I loved what the Ravens did. And I love what the Eagles did, by the way, because Jordan Davis is a heck of a defensive tackle. And then you get A.J. Brown for basically like you're drafting him 18th in this year's draft. So, granted, they have to pay him $100 million, whatever. Well, I think it's $57 million guaranteed. But those are the three that I thought were the best first rounds.
So, Green Bay just doesn't draft receivers. And regardless of why or why not, in the first round they don't anyway. So give me a couple of – they're going to address wide receiver. I mean, again, it's Sammy Watkins is old, Randall Cobb, Alan Lazard's mostly a three or a four, and Amari Rodgers is who they got last year. He's a slot. He's not changing the game. They need to get faster. They need to get more dynamic. Is there anybody here in this – they got two picks second round, Joel. Anybody the Packers could target in the second round a receiver you like?
Yes, actually. I think that there's a number of really good players. And I do want to defend them for like not drafting. There were six wide receivers taken in the first 18 picks, and the Packers were just out of luck. Those were the only six that I had first-round grades on, genuine first-round grades on. So here's – I'm going to give you – let's see. I've got five guys listed.
Oh,
are you
boy.
Ready?
Okay,
and they're
I'm
all
ready.
Different, and it's eclectic. But here's the list that I think at the 53rd or 59th pick, the Packers are going to select one of these guys. Jalen Tolbert. John Mechie, the Alabama receiver.
Yeah.
George Pickens.
Yeah,
no,
he's
Georgia
interesting.
Receiver.
He's interesting.
Sky Moore, I think he's interesting. And Christian Watson from North Dakota State. I think one of those five is going to be a Packer.
Oh, I want that. Then you'd feel pretty good about it. For the record, for all the criticism, they draft and develop pretty well. They do a pretty good job at this stuff. The Jordan Love pick.
And they got better on defense last night.
Oh, yeah.
Like they got good players last night. So this wasn't a throwaway. There was a couple of teams that I scratched my head at in the back half of the first round.
Give me one.
I thought the Cowboys. The Cowboys, I didn't get it at all. I didn't get the Cowboys and obviously the Patriots. That was strange to say the least.
Yo, you know what? So the Patriots went and got a guard. I would have just paid Shaq Mason, but what do I know? And I called two executives. on the Patriots pick. And both executives said we had nobody on our scouting staff that graded him as a first-round player, most a third, a couple second. Now, the Patriots historically draft the O-line pretty well, so what do we know? But it's odd. You know, I cannot figure – I just say this. I don't get New England's drafting. I don't get it.
Yeah. Their drafts have been – All over the place. You know, some have hit, some haven't. I don't know. It's a fascinating deal. Do you mind if I go back to the Cowboys though?
Yeah, please
I'm
do.
Looking
please
at my
do.
List and I understand that they think offensive line is a position of need. Okay.
Okay.
But edge is a position of need for them as well. Rushing the passer. They left Jermaine Johnson on the board. You could have paired Micah Parsons with Devin Lloyd. And had the best two young linebackers in football. He was on the board. And Tyler Linderbaum, the best interior player. Everyone says, oh, he's just a center. Bull crap. This guy is athletic enough. He wrestled. He was a track guy. He played baseball. Like, he could play guard if you needed him to play guard. I know that is a minority opinion on my part. But he was left on the board. So they take Tyler Smith probably, I'm going to say 15 spots overvalued and leave Tyler Linderbaum, Jermaine Johnson, and Devin Lloyd on the board. Like, that's just not good value. And whether he works out or not, it's just a pick that I scratched my head at.
Yeah, I couldn't believe Devin Lloyd dropped that much for the Utah, the best player on Utah. Now, I mean, Utah's got a lot of guys in the NFL. Iowa's got a lot of guys in the NFL. So those are right. Those are really
you
good.
You were trying to praise Iowa last night, and I just like they don't want to hear it from you. They do not want to hear it from you.
I am not a people pleaser. I am very I am very tough on Iowa, but I acknowledge I kept saying Linderbaum was my favorite. I said he was gonna go in the 20s, watch this kid be a Pro Bowler for 10 years.
You know, on that point, Colin, I have three favorites in this draft.
Okay.
Guys that I knew weren't going to be the first pick. Obviously, like, listen, I had Hutchinson number one overall, okay. But three guys that I was just like, you know, they're going to make an immediate impact, number one. Two, I think they're going to be all pros within their first 5 years, and they could be all pros for a lengthy career, at least two of the three, based on the positions that they play. Kyle Hamilton, the safety from Notre Dame, Tyler Linderbaum, the center from Iowa, and Breece Hall. We haven't seen Breece Hall come up. So, the running back, you know, granted, you're not going to get a 10-year all-pro career out of a running back, but this is a guy that's going to be highly, highly impactful. The Ravens got two of those three, so I can't wait to see where Breece Hall goes tonight. I think he's probably in my top three players available going into the second round.
Okay, finally, as America's honesty broker, I watched USC spring game. Now.
Oh, I knew it. I knew we were going to get to USC. Okay.
Now, they're not going to win a national championship this year.
No, they're not.
They're not. The front seven's not good enough defensively. They'll score a bunch of
points.
That's right. They looked completely organized and physical. They haven't looked like either one of those in 6 years. So I watched them, and I thought to myself, the game is moving to offense. He's the McVay of college, I think. Caleb Williams is really good, like really good. I'm sure you saw the spring game. This is what you do.
I did.
It smelled like not only teen spirit, but 10 wins to me. What do you make of it? 10 wins?
Well, I mean, you're dating yourself, and you're giving your Seattle roots there, because none of the players on the field are going to even know what you're referencing with teen spirit. But that's neither here nor there. I'm going to stand by this, and I've been beat up over this prediction. I think USC at some point this year is going to be a top 10 team. I don't know if they'll finish there. I don't know if they have the staying power, like you said, up front defensively to finish the season there. But I think they're one of the two best teams in the Pac-12. It's not going to shock me if they win the division. UCLA is quietly a very good football team. I think LA is strong. Utah is obviously still strong. They're the defending champ. I'm interested to see what Oregon does with Dan Lanning. But you'd be crazy to think that Lincoln Riley is not going to build something special at USC. I think that they can make an appearance in the top 10 this season, and I think that they're going to be a playoff contender within, if you said over under 2.5 years, I would take the under.
Oh, God, yeah. Well, under, absolutely. Nine wins this year. By the way, did you see what they did to their schedule?
Bye
week before the Pac-12 championship, so they can be rested to polish off whoever it is they, you know, do. And it's very.
I've never quite seen you like this. I got to tell you, this USC obsession, it's fascinating. I love it.
Well,
love it.
They've been not great for years, so I've been very.
Well, that's an understatement. And listen, I love Clay Helton. I'll just say it like it is. In my estimation, the football adults are back in the room at USC, and there are so many great players in Southern California that we would be completely crazy to think that this is not going to turn into something really special in college football.
Okay, first player taken in the second round today is who?
Oh, gosh, Tampa. I don't think that they need anything right away. I think Jalen Petrie, the safety from Baylor, is interesting because he's such a versatile guy and he can give you a lot of slot defense. And when you look at what they were able to do and not able to do, in particular in their loss in the divisional round to the Rams, they struggled in the slot a little bit. So I'm going to go with Jalen Petrie.
By the way, you're staying in a very well-appointed room. Obviously, the budget here is got more than enough room to put you up at a very...
Well...
Yeah, nice.
Well, I mean, not to offend anybody at Fox, but this is the NFL's budget, you know, so this is not... I'm not staying at the Cosmo. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah. Good. Joel Klatt. I love Joel Klatt. Good seeing you. Good seeing you, buddy.
Great to see you. See you, bud.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovis is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovis boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovis has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dakovis store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Dakovis.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.